My own mother had left me a legacy of perpetual suspicion and doubt and nasty little surprises that occasionally popped out of the hoary past. Murphy watched me, blue eyes steady and serious. "It's a big question," she said quietly. I nodded slowly.
"Maybe you're thinking about this too much, Murph," I said. "Logic and reason and planning for the future. What's in your heart doesn't need that."
"I used to think that too," she shook her head. "I was wrong. Love isn't all you need. And I just don't see us together, Harry. You're dear to me. I couldn't ask for a kinder friend. I'd walk through fire for you."
"You already did," I said.
"But I don't think I could be the kind of lover you want. We wouldn't go together."
"Why not?"
"At the end of the day," she said quietly, "we're too different. You are going to live for a long time, if you don't get killed, centuries. I'm going to be around another 40, 50 years at the most."
"Yeah," I said. It was one of those things I tried really hard not to dwell on. She said even more quietly,
"I don't know if I'll get serious with a man again. But if I do, I want it to be with someone who will build a family with me, grow old with me." She reached up and touched the side of my face with warm fingers. "You're a good man, Harry. But you couldn't be what I need, either." Murphy took her thumb from the button and left the elevator. I didn't follow her right away. She didn't look back. Stab. Twist. God, I love being a wizard.